Ireland no vote plunges EU into crisis. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The people of Ireland have rejected the European Union's reform treaty in a referendum and plunged the EU into crisis. The Irish delivered a Friday the 13th bad omen to European integration. All 27 countries needed to agree to the Lisbon Treaty in order for it to come into force. Ireland represents less than 1% of the EU population, but their no vote meant it was back to the drawing board for the whole of the EU. The treaty was supposed to replace the constitution, give the EU stronger leadership, and allow streamlining reforms to take place more quickly. It took many years to draw up and just a few hours to vote into the trash can of history. The no vote also highlights how unpopular the EU is to its citizens. 3 years ago, the French and Dutch voted to reject the EU constitution. Other European countries are now debating how to progress in the wake of the treaty's collapse. Britain, France and Germany are keen to somehow ratify the treaty through backdoor legal means. France takes over the EU presidency on July the 1st, and President Sarkozy will now need all his diplomatic skills to paper over the cracks that are appearing in Euroland. France's Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner warned Ireland last Monday that it would be a bad idea to vote no. He said, "We would not be able to count on the Irish, who counted a lot on Europe's money." He was referring to the millions of euros the EU has given Ireland to turn it into a booming economy. There will now be considerable pressure on Dublin to find a workable solution that will allow the reforms to go ahead.